to open it. This is your red
light. We are on the National Mall.
Okay, how long have you lived there?
I've been in the District of Columbia my entire life.
It's time now for the newest installment of What's with Washington, where WAMU listeners ask us questions about the Washington region. A listener from Bethesda named Melba, who asked us not to use her last name, sent a question about two abandoned buildings on the high-profile stretch of Massachusetts Avenue known as Embassy Row.
I drive by both of them on my commute, and I've been doing that for the past several years. And I thought, wow, if only these walls could talk.
The host of WAMU's What's with Washington podcast, Michaela Lefrak, went to find out what they are.
The two buildings in question have the same owner, Iran. First is a classic brick mansion. It's the former ambassador's residence. Next door is a white, modernist building with blue tiling on the front and a big blue dome. It used to be the Iranian embassy. They've both been boarded up for years, but they used to be the site of these wild parties. And at the center of the party was always one man.
Hello?
Hello, this is Michaela in Washington.
Yes, Michaela. How are you, dear? I am at your service.
Ardashir Zahedi was the Iranian ambassador to the U.S. in the early 60s and again in the 70s. He lives in Switzerland now.
You know how old I am?
No.
Well, I tell you, but don't tell anyone.
All right.
No, everybody knows. I am 90 years old.
Zahedi oversaw the embassy's design in the early 60s. He wanted it to be a mix of American and Persian styles. He'd throw lavish dinners and galas there. We're talking bowls of caviar. Frequent guests included the Nixons, Reagans, Liza Minnelli, Andy Warhol, and
my special girlfriend, Elizabeth Taylor.
Yep, Zahedi dated the actress Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, I remember one time vividly, he put champagne in one of her shoes and drank from it.
This is Hossein Askari. He's Iranian and a professor emeritus of international relations at George Washington University. He explains Iran had a ton of oil money back then, and Zahedi got to spend it.
He did have an open checkbook. Money was not an object.
But then 1979 hit, and the Iranian Revolution happened.
There is still a strong sentiment against American interests in Iran.
Every day here now, the demonstrations and arrests go on.
Students took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and held Americans hostage for 444 days. Askari says Iranian students then turned the U.S. Embassy into a propaganda museum.
They would hold exhibits of anti-American shows. They had, I think, a bookstore there. Graffiti.
There's still a museum there today that's open to foreign tourists. Meanwhile, the nearly dozen Iran-owned properties in cities across the U.S. were abandoned. Zahedi and his fellow diplomats left and never returned. So quickly, here's how this works. When the U.S. suspends diplomatic relations with a country, the U.S. State Department is legally bound to protect that country's diplomatic properties here. It gets the money for maintenance by renting them out, but it's not allowed to sell them. Real estate agent Bobby Brewster sells a lot of homes in the area, including former embassies. We visited the Iranian ambassador's residence together, and she thinks it could sell for as much as $12 million.
I did have a client, and we tried to buy it. Iran said no.
Really?
It wasn't for sale.
The State Department did rent out the residence for a while, but it's been empty for years. When we were there, we saw contractors putting in new windows.
They said they're renovating it now.
Yeah. The State Department denied my request for an interview and for a tour of the properties. Next door, however, the former embassy sits empty.
Can we walk up?
Yeah.
Brewster says it'd be pretty hard to find a tenant for it. It just looks like an embassy. That means it could stay empty until Iran and the U.S. restore diplomatic ties. For now, it's still interesting to imagine the place as it once was, full of laughing starlets, dignitaries drinking champagne out of shoes, and all toasting to what they thought were good times ahead. For WAMU, I'm Michaela Lefrak.
To learn more about what it was like in Washington during the Iranian Revolution, subscribe to the What's with Washington podcast and check out the latest episode. And if you've got a question you'd like answered, send it to us. You can submit it at WAMU.org/What's With.